Enjoying everyday life, every day from 5 a.m. to 5:30 a.m. on Radio Christian Voice.
Battlecry founder criticizes condom distribution at Jwala ceremony. Cries concerned with non-engagement in bus fare reductions and at least 21 dead after boat sinks on Sudan's River Nile. Good evening, with the main news, I'm Margaret Mwanza. Battlecry founder O'Brien Mayambo has described the allocation of 5 million condoms for distribution during this year's Inshallah traditional ceremony as a disgrace to the country's moral standing. Eastern Province AIDS Coordination Advisor Parker Philemon Kalanga yesterday announced that a total of 5 million male condoms have been set aside specifically for distribution at the Inshallah ceremony, which will take place on February 28, 2026. Apostle Mayambo questioned why organizers of the event would publicly promote sin and immorality by encouraging sexual activity at a traditional ceremony that attracts thousands of people. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Apostle Mayambo said traditional ceremonies should be platforms for promoting moral values and culture integrity. If the goal is to fight HIV, why can't organizers instead champion abstinence and upright living at traditional ceremonies, said Apostle Mayambo. Apostle Mayambo has since called on the church to denounce the move, stating that as a Christian nation, Zambia must lead by example and uphold principles of purity and moral discipline.
And our culture as a nation, we believe that the distribution of condoms has a potential to the moral decay of the nation, and it's like encouraging people to indulge in sexual immorality. So as the Battlecry for Zambia, we strongly condemn the distribution of condom, because that is contrary to our Christian values, principles, and our culture. We believe that the message of abstinence is key in our nation, and to inculcate good morals in our people, because
the Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission, CEEC, has extended the application deadline for its 2026 empowerment loan products. CEEC Director General Charles Mungole says the extension allows eligible applicants additional time to prepare and submit complete applications. Dr. Mungole said the products support economic growth and socio-economic development by providing financing to citizens, SMEs and cooperatives undertaking investment projects. Applicants in urban areas are encouraged to apply online through the Empowerment Plus system, and applicants experiencing technical difficulties may access support at CEEC head office or provincial offices, said Dr. Mungole in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Dr. Mungole stressed that to ensure successful submission, prospective and existing clients are encouraged to review the comprehensive tutorial video available at www.ceec.org.zm and on the CEEC Facebook page.
For you to enjoy convenience, for you to enjoy feedback in no time on your application, as well as transparency, because you are able to track your application on this platform. So get on empowerment.ceec.org.zm to access Empowerment Plus, to enjoy a whole new world of convenience towards economic empowerment products. Aside from that, we also encourage anybody who might be facing any challenges to reach out to us, whether through a physical visitation to any of our provincial offices countrywide, or queries, emails to info@ceec.org.zm, or equally our social media platforms.
The Commuters' Rights Association of Zambia, CRAZ, has expressed concern with the man affairs are reduced, a situation he claims is non-consultative. Yesterday, the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA, announced a 1 kwacha reduction on all local bus routes in Lusaka, Copperbelt and other towns effective today. But speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, CRAS President Aaron Kamuti said that his association and other stakeholders were not consulted on the recently reduced bus fares. Time and again, RATSA makes these adjustments without consulting key stakeholders in the transport sector, said Mr. Kamuti. He has therefore urged the agency to ensure it is consultative when adjusting bus fares upwards or downwards, describing the non-consultative fares as illegal. Meanwhile, Mr. Kamuti has expressed concern that the 1 kwacha reduction will only advantage the bus owners and not the commuters, saying it is too minimal looking at the high cost of living.
We have with RATSA, they don't understand the rules and regulations. They are not supposed to be involved in the issue of bus fares. They are so just to mediate between ourselves representing the interest of the passengers and the operators, not RATSA. RATSA, they've got an interested party. Their job is to regulate the operators, not to talk about bus fares. They have got no single right to talk about bus fares. So we are the only people who are supposed to sit representing the interest of the passengers, not RATSA. So those reductions are illegal. That's the only way out. They are illegal.
The Zambia Police Service in Ndola District has launched a manhunt for David Zulu of Misundu area in Ndola, who is alleged to have murdered his 8-month-old female child, identified as Nandi Zulu. Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilavi says the incident is alleged to have occurred on February 10, 2026, around 2 hours at the family residence, following a marital dispute between the suspect and his wife, the child's mother. Mr. Chilavi says during the altercation, the suspect allegedly hit the infant on the head with a shovel, causing fatal injuries. With the help of neighbors, the child was rushed to Arthur Davison Hospital, where she was pronounced dead, said Mr. Chilavi in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Chilavi revealed that the body of the deceased has since been deposited at Ndola Teaching Hospital mortuary, awaiting postmortem examination and burial. Mr. Chilavi added that the suspect fled the scene and is currently on the run, with efforts underway to apprehend him. The Zambia Police Service is appealing to members of the public who may have information regarding the suspect's whereabouts to come forward and assist with the investigation, said Mr. Chilavi.
During the altercation, the suspect allegedly hit the infant on the head with a shovel, causing fatal injuries. With the help of neighbors, the child was rushed to Arthur Davison Hospital, where she was pronounced dead. Police officers responded to the incident and the scene was processed. The body of the deceased has since been deposited at Ndola Teaching Hospital mortuary, awaiting post-mortem examination and burial. The motive behind the incident has not yet been established and remains under investigation. The suspect fled the scene and is currently on the run, with efforts underway to apprehend him.
In African news, at least 21 people have died after a passenger boat sank in River Nile State in northern Sudan, a medical group has told the BBC. The boat was travelling between the villages of Taiba al-Kawad and Diam al-Karai, carrying nearly 30 passengers, including women, elderly people and children, the Sudan Doctors Network said. Rescue teams are continuing with their work since there could be more bodies, said Dr. Muhammad Faisal Hassan, the network spokesperson. Authorities in River Nile State said on Thursday that 21 bodies had been recovered, AFP News Agency reported. Coming up shortly, Russia moves to block WhatsApp in messaging app crackdown. This and more, stay tuned.
We are all at risk of getting HIV, so we should take care. A person can live with HIV in the body for many years without knowing it and without feeling sick. During this period, the person may pass on the HIV to people he or she has sex with.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Russia has attempted to fully block WhatsApp in the country, the company said, as the Kremlin continues to tighten restrictions on messaging apps. Meta on WhatsApp, saying the move aimed to push more than 100 million on its app users in Russia to a state-owned surveillance app. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov